AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, refused to answer questions while appearing via video before a House panel today. Saka Magani has details.
From the federal prison camp where she's serving a sex trafficking sentence, Ghislaine Maxwell pleaded the fifth during what was to be a deposition with Chairman James Comer's House Oversight Committee.
This obviously is very disappointing. We had many questions to ask about the crimes she and Epstein committed, as well as questions about potential co-conspirators.
Maxwell's trying to have her conviction overturned, and her lawyer says she'd be willing to testify that neither Presidents Trump nor Clinton were culpable for wrongdoing in their relationships with Epstein. Democrats like Melanie Stansberry say Maxwell's sending a clear signal to the president in hopes he ends her prison term.
She is trying to buy her clemency.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Britain, Buckingham Palace says King Charles will support police assessing reports that the former Prince Andrew gave confidential information to Epstein. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Keir Starmer vows he will fight for his job as revelations about the relationship between the former UK ambassador to Washington and Epstein spiral into a full-blown crisis for his government. Back in Washington, Democrats have begun talks with the White House on their demands for new restrictions on President Trump's immigration crackdown. In Savannah, Guthrie says her family is at an hour of desperation as the search for her missing mother, Nancy Guthrie, drags into a second week.
We need your help.
Saying in an Instagram post.
So I'm coming on just to ask you, not just for your prayers, but no matter where you are, even if you're far from Tucson, if you see anything, if you hear anything, if there's anything at all that seems strange to you, that you report to law enforcement.
This is AP News. President Trump didn't like it, but Ed Donahue reports Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show set off a surge of streaming.
Bad Bunny dominated the Apple Music Daily Top 100 Global Chart with 23 songs, including 9 in the top 25. His title track, DTMF, reached number 1. His album, De Bi Tirar Mos Fotos, appeared on album charts in 155 countries, reaching number 1 in 46. One song re-entered the chart for the first time in 6 years. Shazam also saw a 400% increase in Bad Bunny recognitions during and after the halftime show. Super Bowl Sunday marked the biggest day ever on Shazam for any Latin or non-English language artist. I'm Ed Donahue.
Turning Point USA arranged a competing performance headlined by Kid Rock. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.